Hey, welcome back. It's another episode of Leftovers with Bill and Corey. I'm Bill.
And I'm Corey.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. We got just a lot of other things happening, and maybe we had some weeks we didn't have any good questions. So we don't have a lot of good questions this week, but we might as well start out with.
Well, I mean, you know, have you been watching the tournament? I mean, it's during the day.
I really haven't. You know, I'm really kind of more excited about the women's tournament than the guys' tournament.
See, I'm excited. I've actually been watching the NCAA wrestling tournament.
Oh, is that on?
That's on right now, Penn State.
It's this weekend,
too? It's this weekend, too, yeah. I was like, why would you go up against the first weekend of March Madness? But they probably don't have it.
Well, because
there's only so many weekends.
You're a wrestler. You know, there's wrestlers usually don't follow basketball.
No. And my basketball following is only through osmosis of people around me, pretty much.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's the other guys. You get all the press and stuff. Yeah.
Not a real man's sport like wrestling.
Yeah. So there's a few questions. One is the important thing is tell us about your.
Oh, like, I just have I have an iced McDonald's coffee.
And
I don't know. I didn't notice this, but they have the golden arches are upside down on this cup, and it's called Wick Donald's. So I googled it real quick. And apparently they're having anime tie-in or something. I didn't read too much into it because I didn't really care all that much, but I was just curious why it was like that.
You're not an anime guy.
Oh, no, I'm an anime guy.
Oh, you're an anime, then you're not up to date on that?
I'm a McDonald's anime? I don't really have high hopes that it could be good.
Yeah, I don't know. So actually kind of the big thing you've been researching this week is someone sent in a it's Corey sighing, not me.
Yes.
Because he's dealing with it. Now, someone wanted a regulator with fitting for an OPD valve.
You down with OPD? Yeah, you know. No. You don't know that song?
That's not mine.
That's not yours.
Youngin'.
It's from the 90s. So it's like 30 years ago, that song.
So anyway, so what's an OPD valve?
Took me a while to figure it out. It's a CGA-791.
Well, that's not – the OPD valve stands for over
– Oh, yeah. Overflow protection device.
Yeah, overflow protection device.
It was
And that's used on what kind of gas?
Propane grill gas tanks.
So
since
it's on
the year 2002 about.
Smaller containers of propane, the – barbecues, 20-pounders, and 40-pounders?
You can go up to 40 pounds.
I think the reason why they have them is you're going to get you're not getting – why?
Well, they don't want you to overfill it, so there's room for thermal expansion in the propane tank, and it makes them safer.
Yes. But those containers – are typically filled at a lot of places, like hardware stores.
Oh, I go to Ace to fill my grill tanks.
Yeah.
Ace Hardware.
So it's not a industrial gas fill plant. So the fillers aren't as well trained.
Mm-hmm.
An industrial gas fill plant, if you're filling, when you're filling the bigger cylinders of propane, 100-pounders or whatever, they don't have an overpressurization device on there or overflow protection. They just know how to fill them.
So, they've been trained.
They're trained, and they have, So it helps protect that. And they actually used to be, I think now propane you only get 17 pounds in it.
It used to be 20, right?
It used to be 20.
Yeah. Oh, ahead. That's that. What's it, shrinkflation?
No, I think they wanted to try to, because when people are filling it, you're gonna have a little bit of, the guy filling it.
Well, the OPD valve.
Oops.
The OPD valve was supposed to prevent that, though. I don't know. I'm confused now.
We're not propane experts, nor do we play them on TV.
Nope. But, we're not Hank Hill.
That's call Hank Hill.
That's what I should do. He would know how to help me find this fitting.
Mike Judge. Call Mike Judge. Isn't that Hank Hill?
Yep. It is Mike Judge.
Yeah. It was, and there is a CGA designation. You said it was 791. And it's funny, you look at.
And it's an Acme thread. I love it when the word Acme is used.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, you think of a Roadrunner in there for your older folks.
They're trying to bring out a new movie
with Roadrunner going to court to sue Acme, and they killed the movie. It's apparently it
was
good.
Oh, was it? Does they have like real people in it?
Yeah, real people.
Yeah,
in
I said like, it did that to another thing too.
And they peaked with Roger Rabbit in the '80s, but
that was all. Flip it to the CGA V1.
V1.
Standard for compressed gas cylinder valve outlet and inlet connections. You could say that in one breath. Propane has. Oh boy. Propane has. It's. The standard has CGA 510, 789, 791, 793, 810. Limited standard 600.
I was gonna say I was like, isn't 600 in there too? Is what I was say.
At 600, isn't that the one you get at the hardware store, the little disposable bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, actually not.
CJ 600 has come up in my search of
non-returnables. Yeah, so that's the one with like a cork gasket thing. No, six. Sorry, I wasn't too prepared for the show.
You can't prepare. It's impossible.
Yeah, that's the connection to hardware store. You kind of screw the thing on there. They're non-refillable.
Unlike the other CJs where you don't screw the thing on there?
Limited. It's limited to cylinders with 75 cubic inch. It's 1.23 liter maximum capacity, so it's the little ones. Yeah, so there's a lot of CGA fittings for it, and these are all Acme.
A lot more Acme threaded.
The 789, 791, 793 are all Acme threads and 810. Jeez, I forgot. I did look that one up. That is, oh boy. It's got a spring in there.
Yeah.
That looks like a quick connect.
Might be. When I heard 810, I thought for some reason I always think of disc fittings when they're in the 800s.
No, they're not. I was thinking though, the medical grade. Yeah,
the medical grade propane.
No, the pin index yoke connections for medical gases.
Okay.
And they're with different pin locations.
I see that.
And that's the 800, but that starts at 860.
Okay.
And those are for, and I don't think they have medical grade.
I don't think there's.
It's called the 860, but there's it's 870, 880. Oh, and it goes into 900s too. Like, it's got ethylene.
Jeez. Medical grade ethylene?
Yeah.
Can you knock a person out of that?
I'm not a doctor. I go to the doctor.
You didn't want to get that far in your education?
No. Interested. So there's all sorts of other things. But anyways, so it's a big hunt trying to find that. Like places that we normally buy from don't have that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I did find it on Amazon, but I'm not sure. Not sure if I want to purchase. I need more information. I need to make sure I'm getting the right thing.
You want some guy, some nowhere country sending you something.
I mean, it's on. Timu had it too.
Oh boy!
And
that's going down.
And there are some on eBay. We could do it off of eBay.
We're gonna go next question. We're gonna go. It's still open. What's taking so long? We have next question is actually something. I'll just cover. We got it yesterday for. This is a list of gases they're looking for.
Oh, yeah, this was,
Spec Gas Sales Rep out of Chicago, Juliet. It's a newbie. He's looking for regular requirements attached to the flow rates, pressures, and gases. So they got a list of gases and looking for regulators. So he's got a 10% silane mix, okay. Ammonia with an A. Nitrogen.
You're going to make me say
pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Oh, still kidding.
Nitrous oxide. C2F6. I don't know what that is off the bat, but that's a
fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
You got a carbon, you got a fluoro. So it's a fluorocarbon.
It's a fluorocarbon of some sort.
So why don't you look that up on your phone?
Actually, I don't. I left it in the car.
You don't have your phone?
I do not have my phone. I'm in.
Helium and something called TIOS.
TIOS was the interesting one. I was like, TIOS. What is that?
Yeah, and you're thinking, isn't that some place in New Mexico?
Yeah. I think it's Tijuana you're thinking of.
No, it's Taos.
Oh, is there really? I didn't know that.
You didn't know there's a Taos?
No. In Mexico? I know there's probably a house in Mexico. Well, it's just ethane.
Oh, C2H6.
Oh, no, you said F, and it's F6, isn't it?
Oh, C2. I thought it typed. Keyboard error.
Hexafluoroethane.
Ooh. Yep. So that's, obviously a hydrocarbon, so it's probably a low vapor pressure or something like that. That's not a big deal. The TIOS is the big, hey, what's this? And it's, I'm going to pull up a thing. I don't know. It's a shorter version. It's tetraethyl orthosilicate.
It's a mouthful.
Don't drink that. It's actually a kind of like a liquid. And I think you extract it. You need a gas cabinet for it. You just don't use a regulator. Yeah, you need a whole system to get that stuff out. I think it's like a bubbler or something like that. Yeah, so that's the point of direction is someone who could help quote him a fancy cabinet for.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we get those... We'll get those questions that pop up. People will have some kind of gas. They want a regulator for it. And it's like, it might be something that the vapor pressure is like 2.
Sometimes it concerns me that they don't know more about the gas they're using.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's people with we call them the pressure inclusion regulators. You get the, somebody wants...
Are you talking about the people that ask for a regulator that increases the pressure?
Yeah, well, actually, we've had people straight out say that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've gotten that.
And we kind of giggle, but
they don't know. People don't. It's, you know.
Or you get stuff like here. Take a little while to pull this up. Butane.
16
psi. People want a pressure regulator for butane, and they want like 100 psi pressure regulator. It's like.
Just opened up the cylinder.
It's like, yeah, I know. Yeah, typically with those, you'd sell just like a valve. We'd sell one or like 50 series valves or 60 series valves. Just have a valve there to control.
Oh, I mean, that's what you have in your lighters.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, butane.
Yeah, and you use that because it's a low vapor pressure.
Low vapor pressure. You don't. Yeah. You don't need to have a regulator with your lighter.
No, you really. Yeah, you really. That's what's kind of nice about it. It's low vapor pressure. So, yeah. But if someone does, some people do need it to regulate the pressure, and then we steer them towards some low pressure, low delivery pressure regulator for that. Oh, okay. Let's go back to wrestling. So Penn State's the favorite, I guess.
Yeah, they're winning right now. They went 8-2 in the first round. And the two that lost were upsets because they were all – every Penn State wrestler, I think, was ranked above 10 or 10 or lower, I should say.
Okay. So how many rounds do they have?
Start out with 32.
32, okay. So
32 to 16 is one. Yeah. 8 is 2 to 4 to 2 to 1. So 5 rounds. And then if you lose and you go to the consolation round bracket,
then you wrestle back.
You have to wrestle back through, and you can only get to third, obviously, and that's even more rounds, and that's really tough.
How many times do people wrestle a day? Just once?
No, sometimes just up to probably 3 times. I don't know. Yeah, three. I know. Back in the day when I used to wrestle, 3 times, sometimes 4 times in a day, but you had like a few hours. You know, they have like breaks and stuff like that. So it's not.
Well, the wrestle back people are going to be.
Oh yeah, they're going to be. Yeah, going to be wrestling more than the people that won. So that's one of the advantages to winning. You know, which is they should do that. Honestly, I don't know why they don't do that for March Madness. Go for third place.
Oh, don't suggest it. Yeah, that's like a double elimination thing. That reminds me, in college, our fraternity played softball. We were not very good softball players. It was a double elimination tournament. And we kept getting rainouts and postponements and stuff. And we made it to, like, the final four. And we ended up with, like, everybody else had, like, played six or seven games, and we had played, like, four games.
Oh, really?
we didn't do well in the final four. But.
So, wait, when it got rained out, they just gave you the victory? Like, how did that work?
No, they just kind of – this is intramural, so it's not as sophisticated. Yeah. It's time limits and stuff like that, field space. We got the – I'm having problems pulling up the whole tube thing.
That's okay.
He's not doing that day. So anyway, someone had ordered a tube. We have a lot of direct read scales. And it was – I don't know what it was. It was like a – it might have been nitrogen or something. Certain flow rate, let's say standard cubic feet an hour.
Yeah.
And then it was at 5 PSI, and they wanted, and we weren't sure how that valve was picked if someone just saw that flow rate and thought it was good.
Yeah, you got,
The pressure inside the tube makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you compress, it's...
if you have back pressure, pressure, it makes the flow.
Yeah, so if you have pressure in the tube, it's going to, you can get more gas flowing through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you're really, what you're doing is you're balancing with the ball. So we had to double check with that. So you have to be careful to look at what the...
And if you want to know, I mean, we have a really great explanation on that on stored-off-mathisongas.com if you go to the rotameter section. Really good graphs and things of that nature showing, especially because this affects it if you have the valve on the outlet of the tube.
Yeah.
That'll definitely cause you. It won't be just a flow rate up through and just the ball. That'll cause a back pressure. So you have to be careful with that stuff.
Yeah, and we do have one of our. I just want to figure out how many hits we got on it. We've got one of our most popular videos, is read a rotameter right.
Alliteration.
Yes, I thought that was kind of good. Maybe that's why it's doing so well.
7,600.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got a lot of, and that's how to read a rotameter right. We'll talk about pressure, where you look at the float to get the right.
And even ones with the two floats in it as well?
Yeah, it talks about the two floats. It talks about pressure. It talks about where to read it on the float because most of the floats are balls. Spheres. And so where do you read it?
Globes, if
you
will.
The top, the bottom? It's not. It's the middle. You read it in the middle. So it could be a little bit hard to read it, but it has some little tips and tricks on how to look at it to make it easier to read in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that goes. We've got some barbell floats.
Yes.
So they've got the ones with a barbell float. We got he's flexing there. These are aluminum.
Aluminum, that makes them easy.
I think they're aluminum. No.
And they're probably not that heavy either.
The tiny little
ones. Not the barbells you see at the...
Stuart the Mouse barbells.
At the gym.
Yeah. And that has a little picture on the screen showing you how to read the barbell floats. Of any other things that popped up?
Nothing that I can think of.
Yeah, so I guess that's about all we're going to cover for this week. We might have it next week. We got...
I don't know, do you want to talk about our office plans?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be... April 22nd to May 10th, we're going to be redoing some office stuff here, new carpeting, moving around cubicles, doing a bunch of other stuff, make it a little bit nicer. I'm shifting offices, so the acoustics might sound a little bit differently in May. Mm-hmm. For the leftovers of Bill and Corey.
Yeah, so the regular Bill and Corey show most likely will be out off the air at that moment.
Yeah, I think we'll do best ofs. We might do special edition thing. And we could probably do leftovers.
But we can probably do,
Because leftovers aren't live. We just Yeah, record it and then pop it up because we could do that over
Zoom.
Zoom.
Well, it's not Zoom. What's the one we use again?
WebEx.
WebEx, that's it. Yeah, we don't want to, yeah.
Yeah, it's the WebEx is the one the Russians have.
Zoom's become like the Xerox of, you know, like when you say copiers, you're like, I'm going to make a Xerox. Yeah. When you do over there, Zoom.
So that's it. So tune in next time we have one.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.